and to write a song about him. That's where Nitty Gritty Dirt Band did a little more popular version of it in 1969. So that's the background of that. Pretty interesting.
It is.
And Marshall Tucker Band with Heard It in Love song, right? Heard It. And then he goes, Kink Bin Bong. What does he say? Kink Bin Bong.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I still don't know to this day.
Can't be wrong.
It's got to be something very easy.
It can't be wrong.
It's like Hank Bing Gong.
Yeah.
Jing Bing. He might as well be like talking Chinese. I don't know what he's been saying for like years and years. I have no clue. I should probably look it up. We can finally figure it out. The lyrics like Heard It in a Love Song. Heard It in a Love Song lyrics. Here we go.
All right.
So regardless, I'm going for Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Let's say Can't Be Wrong. You're right.
Okay.
Can't be wrong. I've been wrong for years, apparently. I didn't know what it was. That came out in 1977 from the album Carolina Dreams, the Marshall Tucker Band. You should give that little background ditty on the Marshall Tucker Band, how that band name was formed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's nobody in the band named Marshall Tucker. They had a similar sounding band name to the people before them, so they needed to come up with something immediately. And on the side of their piano, it said tune by Marshall Tucker, who was a blind piano tuner.
Nice.
And he took that as their name, and he didn't even know about this for years and years and years. Then somebody told him, and they actually reached out to him, and I think they brought him up on stage and stuff at some point. He just died, I think, last year or the year before, maybe. He was in his 90s. He tuned their piano, apparently, but he never had anything to do with the band otherwise until they invited him on, mm-hmm. up on stage and stuff, but... Yep.
I remember there was an album called You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish.
Yes.
What was that by? It was Supertramp or something, wasn't it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be like Zappa, maybe. Frank Zappa maybe would do something. That sounds like a name of his album.
Yeah, I forget what it was. It was REO Speedwagon.
Okay.
You Can Tune a Piano, But You Can't Tune a Fish, 1978 album.
Okay.
Yeah. They're a great band, too. I don't have REO Speedwagon on there. They have kind of an interesting background with their band name, too, but I forget what it is offhand.
I always like them.
Oh, yeah. Great, great.
I think them and 38 Special kind of get
38 Special, great band.
Yeah. I think they get kind of, like, dumped on a little bit more than they should, but I always
like
so,
them. Too. Yeah. I think it was because he had that crazy, like, Mike Brady haircut. He had, like, that perm going on him.
That's true.
You heard it from a friend.
That was unfortunate.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. Good song. Say you got a boyfriend. Take it up the bum, baby. Great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? Did you get Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Marshall Tucker for that one?
I'm Marshall Tucker all the way on.
Nice.
That one.
All right. Yeah. All right. So we got a split. Me and you a split on that one. And Creedence, I think, has got that one. I got to check, but Everclear got a couple, and Creedence is leading that one. I won't call round three yet, but Marshall Tucker, we got a split. Marshall Tucker and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. What do you think? DJ chat at WMFO.org. You can go down there and make a vote. You can also call in. The number is 855-915-WMFO. It's 855-915-9636. If you want to call in, if we are talking, I will not be answering the phone because I can't do it all. I'm not an octopus. I don't have eight fingers. Well, I do have eight. I have 10 fingers, as a matter of fact.
Well, you get 8 fingers and 2 thumbs.
Yeah. Imagine having like 8 tentacles and just no fingers. That would be
do
weird.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the switchboard operator on the Flintstones.
Yeah. That's right. That was pretty good. I got Fred Flintstone feet. That's what I got stuck with.
Yeah.
I got the little, I got the flat foot and I got little dinky toed. I'm dink toed.
Oh, you got dink toes?
Yeah. I got the dink toes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I don't know. Ladies seem to like the dink toes.
Okay.
Depends. Depends on the lady, I guess.
Yeah.
But some of them like the dink toes. Yeah. What do you think? Round 5, 6 goes all the way up to round 12. I don't think we're going to get all 12 in, so we can jump around if you like. We can mess around. We can keep going in order. It doesn't matter.
Let's do round 6.
Round 6. We're going to do Dead or Alive. This is the DOA round. DOA. It will be Van Halen versus Dead or Alive, the band. Here we go. It is Round 5 on the Friday Night Fights.
They sent the sheriff down to try and drive us away. We were sitting ducks for the policeman. They found a dirty-faced kid in a garbage can. Ooh, and I'm alone. I'm on the highway. Won't it? Dead or alive. Dead or alive. Broken down and dirty, dressed in rags. From the day my mama told me, you pack your bags.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle and guest Jim McDermott here with you until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford. That was the Dead or Alive Round 5, two radically different songs. We had the band Dead or Alive, and we had Van Halen with Dead or Alive, or DOA, from Van Halen 2. I believe 1979 was that album. It all depends on mood on this one, I think, for your Friday night. Are you in a rockin' party mood for Van Halen, or are you in a dancin' mood for DOA for the clubs? Go ahead, Jim. Tell me what you think on this round.
Well, I love that Van Halen tune, so that's definitely my vote. But that other...
It's a great 80s tune, man.
The other song, it seems like that's an open... When anybody's going into a dance club in any 80s movie, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I think that's kind of playing when they kind of get off to the side. I feel like maybe... was that in, what was the Adam Sandler 80s movie?
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been A Wedding Singer or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
That's a song, though, to me, that wasn't played a whole lot in the 80s, but it's built and grown more of a following over the years. And I actually always like hearing that song. I like hearing both of those songs all the time. Like, to me, neither one of those gets old.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of what you're kind of in the mood for. Today, I'm more in the mood of Van Halen, I think.
Yeah,
I definitely heard that a lot. Dead or Alive has got to be one of the best Van Halen songs. Easily in my top three or four for Van Halen tunes, I think, DOA. I'm going to go with that one. But that Dead or Alive, Spin Me Round Like a Record, just a great, great song. And, you know, I'm sure that's been playing in the club since the 80s up until now. I'm sure that still gets some airplay out there in some of the dance clubs, wherever they may be. What's our closest dance club in Boston or in Boston or Manchester? What do you think? What are people dancing to?
Is Narcissus still here?
No, long gone. Okay. Yeah, Lipstick.
What was the one
Narcissus.
In Saugus? That's gone, right?
Yeah.
What was the one in the big one in Saugus?
I don't remember.
Oh,
Chevy's? Chevy's was up in New Hampshire, I think, right?
There was one in Lowell called Chevy's.
Oh, that was Lowell.
There was
that
one
was
in Lowell called Chevy's, what was the Palace.
The Palace, sure, yeah. I remember going to Montreal and going dancing up there when I was like 18 years old. I was never a dancer.
I'm encouraged not to.
No, yeah. But the problem was is like, you know, I'd be hanging around with my brother who always wanted to pick up girls all the time. Him and his boob friends always picking up girls all the time. So I get dragged along and I'm like, oh boy, you know. Plus they would always wear their chains, you know, their Z Cavendish, their pants and their gold chains and... They'd spike and gel up their hair. Oh,
I never did that.
No.
I never really spiked my hair.
Yeah, because you were an ass if you did.
Right.
But they got a lot of girls. Huh. It just goes to show, you know?
Right.
Girls go for asses. And then later on, you know, when things happen in life and they're like, yeah, you know, I had my fun with the asses, but now I want a real man. That's what happens. And I was right there for it.
There you are. Looking as stupid as ever.
Storm. I know.
Yep.
Always popular with the ladies. Mostly because of my dance moves with those little Fred Flintstone feet.
Yeah. It makes that little ding, 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 ding sound when you dance just like Fred.
Ding, 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 ding. Oh, yeah, I love that. Yep. That was a great one. I played a song last week that was Public Enemy, actually, and they actually had a clip from the Flintstones in it.
Really?
And, like, it's so cool. They have, like, the part where he breaks, like, in the beginning of the Flintstones when he breaks the car. And it's Terminator X ends up using that in Public Enemy. He was the DJ in Public Enemy. Really good stuff. Want to tell us about Ladders?
Oh, a little ladder
do that
safety?
One?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. I got this PSA.
Sure. Might
here.
As well get another PSA
All
in
right.
there.
Let me put my glasses on because I can't see. Can't see without
first,
my glasses.
First thing you need is glasses.
Can't solve
everybody.
A mystery.
Yep.
Let's see. Ladder safety PSA. I'm just going to read this whole thing, right?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
There's something very dangerous in your home. Could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
Is it me?
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Sounds like me.
It does sound a lot like you.
Yeah.
You're not very sharp.
Yeah.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier.
Yeah.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Wow. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety.
Forget ladders. I fell off a stool last year. I like fell off a stool and
Break your ankle.
I broke my ankle. I fell off a stool. Just fell asleep on me. I went for a little hike, and I had too many socks on, and you know, I was sitting and I was having a beer, and it was, you know, it was just a beer, one beer, and you know, it wasn't like 10 beers, one beer, and then just just bad circulation, I guess, and just I went up to and like I got to go take a pee pee, and then next thing I know, my foot was backwards, and I just gave a little snap, and boom, went right up. Yeah, awful.
Moral of the story, don't sit down until you've had at least two beers.
Yeah, you got to have at least two beers.
Yeah, that's the only safe way to do it.
And if you have a ladder with you, just sit on the ladder. Go sit on
the
ladder.
On the top part where they tell you not to.
Yeah, and as long as you have 3 points, you'll be doing pretty good.
Yep.
I would have been safer on the ladder.
Probably.
Those bar stools are tough on the legs, especially when you get older. And you get a little
they're
fat.
They're slick, on the top sometimes.
Though. I think what was happening, too, was I was a little fatter then, so I had, like, a good tummy going. You know, I got that good stomach going, so I just,
you weebled?
Yeah, so all the blood's just, like, sitting and, you know, having the Guinness or whatever and sloshing around there, and it just never gets down to those feet, and they just fell asleep, you know? And they're like, oh, time to break an ankle. Yep.
Yeah, if you had big, wider feet, not the Flintstone ones, too, that probably would have helped.
Yeah. Yeah. Stinks getting older. It does. But I don't know. I think I'm in some of the best shape of my life. You know, round is a shape.
It is.
Yeah. I got that hourglass figure on some days.
I want to be triangular.
I want to be oblong. I'm oblong.
Look at him.
Yeah. So what was that? That was round five.
Round five, but we skipped.
We skipped round five and we went to six, but now that was round five. So Van Halen has got two votes from us there. What do you guys think? Spin round like a record, baby, or Dead or Alive by Van Halen? You can vote on the DJ chat. Just mentioning that one last time for you. It is 7:20 in the evening. If you're still at work, leave. You shouldn't be working at this point. And it's Friday night. What are you guys doing for Friday night? That's a rhetorical question. I don't really want to hear from you. I'm just asking. What are you guys doing for Friday night? We know what we're doing, at least till 8 p.m., and then we're going to get some chow.
Yep.
Get some nice chow. Little chinkadink, that's what they call it, out in Wilmington.
Yep.
Yep, good stuff. Round six coming up next. What do you think you want to do for round six?
Let's do the climate change.
Climate change, we have.
Flip to the other side.
John Mellencamp versus Eddie Rabbit this round. It's John Mellencamp versus Eddie Rabbit. Climate change. Both songs about rain. I'm not going to give out the titles, but they're both songs about rain. We'll be back in a moment. It is the Friday Night Fights here on WMFO in Medford. Thank you.
crosses planted in the cold ash yard. The 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors and my name. It's a nice to feel like dying. Like that scarecrow in the rain. Rain on the scarecrow. Blood on the plow. This land for the nation. Hey, this land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry. There's just memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow. Blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow. Blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow. Blood on the plow. This land for the nation. This land made me so proud.
Well, I love a rainy night, I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Showers wash all my cares away. I wake up to a sunny day. Cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. You know it makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night, it's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face, taste the rain on my lips, in the moonlight shadows. Puts a song in this heart of mine, puts a smile on my face every time. Cause I love a rainy. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Ooh, ooh. Shadows wash all my cares away. Sunny day, cause I love a rainy night. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. Well, I love a rainy night. You can see it in my eyes. Yeah, I love a rainy night. Well, it makes me high. Ooh, I love a rainy night. You know I do. Yeah, yeah, I love a rainy night.
Yes. I love a rainy night versus the other one. What was the first one again? It was Rain on the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Written by John Mellencamp, and we were both talking a little bit on that one. We never hear that one that much, and great song. Great album. 85. It was one of the first CDs that I ever saw out there, and the way they used to sell CDs, they'd actually have like a long plastic case, and they basically made that as a deterrent for theft. So people couldn't take like the little square and put it in their back pocket and walk away with it. So they had this long sleeve. And they also had the long boxes, but that came a little later where they were cardboard and you could see like art on the cover. Yeah. And inside was the little CD and most people just threw out the box.
Yep.
But at the beginning, it was just a big plastic long box. And John Mellencamp, the liner notes were on top and the CD was on the bottom. That's what I remember.
Then you could hang it from your mirror and that would prevent the radar from the police from picking up your car because it would reflect off of it.
What, the CD?
Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
No.
I didn't know that.
That
was that
like
true?
No, that's what people did, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people would put CDs in their...
They'd hang it from the mirror.
The
rearview mirror.
They'd have the little tree in there, and they'd have the CD.
Yeah.
Make it not stink
that
up.
That was because the radar detection or whatever, the radar gun.
Yes.
If it bounced off that, it couldn't get you.
I had a Cobra. I had the first Cobra, and it would let out like one little beep, and that would let you know if there was a cop.
Beep.
And I didn't even speed that much. I mean, I'd be going like, I don't know. I got a ticket for 72 and a 55 on the way to UMass when I was going to college. My dad was like 2 hours late, so I was driving fast, and the cop gave me a ticket.
I got one going out to North Adams, 94 and a 55.
That's pretty fast. No, that's fast.
It was. It was. Yeah. It was on Route 2, too. And that, but the back then, that was still just a $50 ticket.
Yeah,
there was no extra stuff.
Mine was just $10 for every mile, and it was like 150 plus 7 for being over 65. So it was $220, and I was making like $5 an hour at Market Basket. You know, and my father, as soon as the guy pulled me over, he was a cop, but he was albino. So he's like had the pink eyes, and he was like white hair, and it was kind of intimidating. So I was scared to begin with. I was only 17.
Right.
And my father like snorted up from a nap. And he made me drive. I didn't even want to drive, but he was late. And I hadn't really had been that experienced in driving. And he's like, what did he do? 72 and a 55? Like over and over again. He's like, 72 and a 55. And then the cop's looking at him and he's like, I'm going to give you a ticket. He's like, say it to me again. And so my dad got away scot-free, of course. So, and then I got scolded. And I'm like, he didn't pay the bill. I did. And I'm like, geez.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So just another... sad story about me and my dad.
He was not helpful getting you out.
No.
Because usually you can talk them down to 65, and they, you don't get all the extras and stuff on.
I didn't know any better. I was coming down a hill, too. That's how they got me.
Oh,
they knew that people were going to orientation, so they stopped, and this was out Gardner. So
that's where I got pulled over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guy's there all the time. He was there for years and years. And I never got another one again, but that was on my record, I don't know, 5 years?
Yeah.
Maybe six? And the insurance went up. And I was like, I was a kid, so you're paying good insurance to begin with.
Yeah.
17 years old. But, yeah.
We have a mutual friend who got a ticket on the way out to fight a ticket.
Yep.
And on the way back
to
Springfield.
And they got a ticket on the way out, and then they fought the ticket on the way back?
No, he got the ticket on the way out to the court to fight the ticket that he got.
Oh. And
lost and got a ticket on the way back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful. That is awful. I have a friend that speeds all the time. He came to work, and he was going like, I think he was going like 98 or something. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm 128. I'm like, I'm 128? You're going 98
years old? I don't think you can do more than 55 on 128 at any minute of any day, because it's just everybody else is doing 40.
98 miles an hour? Crazy.
Wow.
But, he's just like, I like to drive fast. I'm like, slow the hell down. You're going to kill somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty fast.
I don't know. I drive pretty defensive now. So, like, most people are like, geez, you drive slow. I'm like, what are you going to do, But everybody's high now anyway, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, we got to start getting high.
Yeah.
And drive.
Really got to,
No.
Somebody can catch up. I wouldn't condone it, but it worked for the Beatles, it seemed. They got a career out of it.
Yeah, they did all right.
They did pretty good for themselves. So, what do you think, Eddie Rabbit or Mellencamp?
Mellencamp here.
I'm going Mellencamp too. I love A Rainy Night.
I do too.
I'm going to split it. I'm going to split that. I'm going to go Eddie Rabbit because I think we're going to get a few for both.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we're going to get a few for both. We'll see. We'll see what happens out there in chat land. We're here for 28 more minutes. We'll try to get a few more rounds in for you. So Eddie Rabbit versus Mellencamp on that round. It's the Friday Night Fights. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. What round would you like to do next, Jim?
Let's do the, what's that, Step Into the Unknown?
Step Into the Unknown. It's going to be Men at Work versus The Doors. So this is basically about not knowing where things are going next. Step Into the Unknown. We have Overkill versus Strange Days are the two songs that we got coming up next. And I would like to announce that CCR won round three. So Friday Night Fights, here we go. On to the next round with Men at Work.
Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows. Desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows. Goes to fear and fade away.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. That was The Doors, of course, with Strange Days. And before that was Men at Work with Overkill. Both great songs. I'm a little partial to Men at Work on that one. How about yourself?
The same. Yeah.
Great tune. Colin Hay, I saw do solo, and he does a great acoustic version of that.
Yeah.
And such a great song. And when he was talking about how he wrote that song, he's like, basically, I just got fame from the Business As Usual album. He's like, all of a sudden, you know, we were this little Australian band, and then we just had this number one record, and just everybody knew who we were from Men at Work. And he goes, and then I started drinking. And he's like, and I was in between, like, the fame and just boozing all the time. And he's just like, I wasn't really sure what was going on and what my future was going to be and what life was about. And I was just worried all the time. So that's how we wrote Overkill. So that's what that song was originally, and then it's gone on to different interpretations over the years. So a great, great song there from Men at Work. And, of course, Strange Days. The Doors had plenty of creepy songs, I think.
Yeah.
They had a lot of creepy songs. And I mean, a lot of people weren't really big fans of The Doors that were my friends from, like, the 80s. I grew up in the 80s. And there were a few of us, like, in high school that really liked The Doors. And they were mostly, like, people that had, like, older brothers or something that were kind of into the 70s and 60s stuff a little more.
He was dead before we were born.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so he was gone for quite a while before, high school for me. But I always loved that, The Doors, and I got into them and got into all the music there. But they have quite a few very creepy songs. And I don't think you ever really see a band like The Doors ever again. It was just kind of neat how he took kind of the poetry, and he was just, I guess he was like one of the biggest like pains in the ass in the world.
He liked himself.
Yeah. He had a huge ego and just, I mean, I loved The Doors, a lot of great songs. Right. A lot of it was kind of annoying.
My wife's a huge Doors fan.
Yeah, I'm a huge
Doors fan.
Too.
Like that was her favorite band at one point.
Yeah. Some great stuff there from The Doors, and, Strange Days, great song. And, but I'm going for Overkill on that one. On round 7, I believe that was. Eddie Rabbit's got more votes, but I'm not going to close that yet than Mellencamp right now. But we will close Van Halen Dead or Alive. We had a few from the band Dead or Alive with Spin Round, but Van Halen won that round there. Marshall Tucker Band versus Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. I have it as a tie right now. I got to check my votes on this, but I have that as a tie right now. I just got another vote for John Cougar. Let me put that one in there. All right. Oh, so that one right now is a tie, too. John Cougar and Eddie Rabbit are at a tie, so we'll see what happens here. We might have some ties here today, and that's okay. That's fine here on the Friday Night Fights. That means they were both good songs, and it's nice that everybody gets votes. It is nice that people get votes. Can you imagine if you just got, you know, if you ran a campaign and everybody hated you and nobody voted for you? God. Like,
not even your wife voted for you?
No. It would be awful.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be sad.
I would think a lot of wives would vote against their man if their man ran.
Why?
Just because they don't like him. Oh. They just stay married and they don't like him.
Yeah, but you get more stuff.
That's like true.
If you're going to stay with them, you kind of want to.
That's true.
And then they'd be
busy. I'll
tell
you, Melania looked happy again. Melania looked very happy there. She was looking very happy. She's got like a number one album. She's got a number one book going right now. Yeah, maybe she'll make an album. Maybe she'll do a portfolio. I want to see a penthouse portfolio.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was a model, right?
Well, she has naked pictures out there.
I know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
She should do that again. Why not?
Yeah.
Go back to what you were good at.
Right. Go back to your roots.
But hey, I thought Trump's son looked pretty good there. Guy's like 6'7". He doesn't talk much, but yeah, he's a big boy.
Is he?
Yeah. They showed him, like, I was up at like 3 in the morning, so I got to see him do a little speech, and I'm like, wow, his son, Barron, there is like 6'7", I think he said.
Wow.
Like, what are they feeding that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He said he got it from Melania's grandmother, or Melania's wife. So Barron's grandmother was feeding him like that good, like, it's like Polish food or something.
Yeah.
What is she? She's pierogies. Slovakian something.
Whatever.
Yeah. I don't even know what the hell she is.
Yeah.
Oh my! Why am I supposed to know that? You know what I mean? It's like, it's nice to be informed, but do I really need to know?
You don't need to know that.
What the president's wife is? Yeah, I don't.
She's going to decorate for Christmas again.
I ain't reading the book. No, I want to hear her do a Christmas. I've played her Christmas speech over the years, every year since he was in there. I liked playing their Christmas speech, so maybe I'll play that for the Christmas show. We'll do who has the best Christmas greeting. Who has the best presidential Christmas greeting here on the Friday Night Fights?
Okay.
I think that would be a fun
one.
Yeah. So stepping into the unknown, we got a couple from Men at Work, and we will move on to another one. We've got we'll maybe get one or two more rounds in here. What do you think, Jim? What do you want to do for the next one?
Oh, let's see. Let's do they're eating the dogs.
Were they eating the dogs? They're eating the dogs, everyone. So this has become a great round. We do songs about dogs here. We had hot dogs last week, so we had two hot dog songs. This week, it goes back to the traditional dog song. So these are two songs about dogs. One's about getting drunk, and then the wife kicks you out, and you got to live with the dog in the doghouse. That's Hank Williams. And then we got a song about a bulldog by the Beatles. So they are eating the dogs here on the next round of the Friday Night Fights. We are here with you until 8 p.m. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over. Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause our new dog's moving in. She told me not to play around, but I done let the deal go down. So pack it on over.
Move it on over.
Tote it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. She warned me once, she warned me twice, but I don't take no one's advice. So scratch it on over.
Move it on over.
shake it on over,
move it on over,
move over short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in. Scratching, please don't slide it on over.
Move it on over.
Sneak it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, good dog, cause a mad dog's moving in. Remember, pup, before you whine, that side yours and this side mine, so shove it on over.
Move it on over.
Sweep it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog's moving in.
WMFO here in Medford. It's the Friday Night Fights with Chris Earle, and my guest today, once again, is Jim McDermott. Both great songs, Hank Williams versus the Beatles. Go ahead. What do you think about that one?
I like that, Hank Williams.
I do, too. Yeah, I love Hank Williams. And as much as I love the Beatles, I love that Hey Bulldog song. I'm going Hank Williams all the way on that one. And like you had mentioned, George Thorogood redid that as a rocker, and that was a big hit there. For George Thorogood, Hank Williams has got some fantastic songs, as well as the Beatles. I mean, the Beatles catalog is is fantastic. It's really weird for me to actually hear people complain about the Beatles. Like, all of a sudden, that's become like the vogue thing to do. Like, people are like, what's the big deal about the Beatles? They're really not that good. I'm like, the Beatles are amazing, and they will always be amazing. I can't believe there's like a whole generation of people that just aren't getting the Beatles. And it has nothing to do with you should have been there when it happened, because we weren't.
Yeah.
And it's like, I could recognize good music and a great career, you know, and those guys were all talented. One thing I should mention, I don't know if you have Disney or not, but that Beatles documentary, Let It Be, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
What did they end up calling that Peter Jackson one? I think it was Get Back or something like that. But it's like 4 hours long, and they premiered it, I think it was last year or the year before.
Yeah.
And you basically get to see the Beatles like making that Let It Be album, like as
That's
it starts.
Cool.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah. And I mean, it's about 4 hours, but I mean, to me, it was interesting the whole time. I'm a big Beatles fan, but I really think, you know, I was watching that, and a couple other people were like, no, I mean, I'm not a huge Beatles fan, but I found it's thoroughly entertaining, like seeing the dynamics of the band and how a band actually makes an album, because they start with like nothing, and like within about 3 or 4 weeks, they have the full album done.
Yeah, and a couple of geniuses.
Helps. Yeah. Yeah, and they that's true. It's good to have a genius or two in the band.
Yeah, maybe three.
Yeah.
Ringo, okay. Sure.
Yeah, Ringo kind of, and everybody quits at one point, you know, like two or three of them like quit along the way. But then you see Billy Preston come in, and he like rejuvenates the entire group, because they're kind of all on their best behavior, because there's a new guy in the room.
Right.
And it's pretty neat to see. And you get to see that Yoko was kind of, you know, she wasn't a huge influence. She was just always there all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, it shows that she really didn't break up the Beatles. There were things that are happening there. Like John was kind of doing a little more drugs and a little lazy. And Paul was just like, we got to do an album. We got to go on tour. And they were going to do a tour. And then they decide to just do the rooftop thing and be done with it.
It was
But pretty good stuff. But I always loved the Beatles. I always will. And Hank Williams, just fantastic. And one of the fathers of country music here in the U.S. And country music, I think, is one of the only genres that came from the U.S., isn't it?
Well, no, rock and roll did. I mean, that's what was blues.
Yeah.
You know, blues and bluegrass.
Blues, bluegrass.
Disco.
Sure.
Rap.
Yeah.
Well, most of it.
Most of the genres.
Yeah, most of the, you know, the stuff you hear now.
Yeah.
But they took a lot of that stuff. I mean, you
played the country stuff.
Van Halen earlier, but they... A lot of the stuff they took was classical. Like they were classically trained.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, it just all steals from the West. That's what music is.
They
basically.
Do, pretty much. It's all good though.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I think we got a Marshall Tucker Nitty Gritty Burton Dirt Band tie.
Okay.
So that's, I think we got a John Mellencamp and Eddie Rabbit tie too.
Wow.
That's fine. I'm going to leave it at that because we only got a few minutes left. And I think Hank Williams. We just got another one for Hank Williams. So I'm going to give that one to Hank Williams over the Beatles, and we'll get one last quick round in here. I might have to cut them in two, otherwise I can just play one song here. What do you think?
Well, Johnny Cash.
You want to do Johnny Cash? So Old Scratch himself will close this. We won't play it against each other, but I did have Shout at the Devil verse. This one by Johnny Cash. This is The Man Comes Around, and I'll see you next week, everybody. You want to have any shout-outs you want to say, Jim? Goodbyes here?
No.
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 All right. Very good. Thanks for coming in once again here to WMFO, and I'm sure you will be back here on the Friday Night Fights. And my guest once again, Jim McDermott, thanks for coming in. We will end with Johnny Cash, and Edward is coming up next. Thanks to everybody for voting, and thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It's WMFO here in Medford, Mass.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup, or disappear into the potter's ground? when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the farther hen will bring his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down. When the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers. 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the world.